Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Match of the day
on Today FM.
It is a part of the week, part of the show on a Friday where we give a shout out to everybody in the world of sports and activities who are doing some mad stuff that needs a shout out. And Joe Vabre is on to tell us what's happening on the 10th of August in Dublin. What is it, Joe?
So we are doing our big annual event, Scrabblemania, which is August 10th at the National Stadium in Dublin. It's a combination of the best Irish wrestlers mixing up with the best wrestlers from WWE and AEW. So
wow.
We have Dolph Ziggler is going to be on the show, former WWE champion.
I've heard of Dolph Ziggler, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to mix it up with one of our own homebred talents, LJ Cleary.
Excellent. So Dolph versus LJ, that's going to be a big matchup, all right?
Yeah, in front of, we're expecting 2,000 people, so it's just a showcase for Irish wrestling.
Amazing. And how is Irish wrestling? Is it in good health?
Absolutely, it's booming. We're kind of outdrawing Irish boxing. It's amazing to see that a homegrown promotion is recognised around the world.
Yeah, totally. And obviously there are, you know, big-named WWE stars from Ireland, but it's great to see that we've got our own healthy scenario up and running here in the country.
It's incredible to see, especially when you realise that Irish wrestling has only been around for like maybe the past 15, 16 years, but we've created so many of the top performers like Becky Lynch and Finn Balor and Sheamus. These are the cornerstone of WWE, which is the top wrestling promotion in the world.
Yes, absolutely amazing. Right, if somebody wants to get tickets to Scrabblemania, how do they do that?
You can go on to Ticketailer. Our tickets are listed there. And you can also go on to OTTWrestling.com for further information.
Absolutely brilliant, Joe. Best of luck with it all. Hope it all goes really well.
Thanks for having me.
And if that's not your cup of tea, the actual wrestling itself, there's a comedy stand-up show on August the 8th in Lost Lane by the same lads. Now, there's something big happening in Tipperary this weekend. Pat Finnegan from the Ballingarry Juvenile GAA Club. What is going on?
Join us this Saturday and Sunday when we will be hosting a 24-hour spin-a-thon fundraising event to raise funds for our young players. Some of the highlights over the weekend will include underage blitzes, where you can watch our young stars in action, an over-40s game where you can watch our more seasoned players, and much more. Tipperary senior hurling manager Liam Cahill is going to kick the event off for us bright and early at 6 a.m. Saturday morning, and added to that we'll have both the Munster and All-Ireland Cups that our heroic county minor team won this year with us for that all-important photo. Bring your friends, family and everyone you know to support our young players and enjoy a fantastic weekend of fun and excitement. You can also donate to this most worthy of causes through idonate.ie and search Ballingarry Spinathon.
Go man, Pat! Now from Tipperary to Paris, Gavin, who do you want us to give a shout out to?
Can you wish my sister, Lynn McEnery, who's coaching the Irish boxers in the Olympics, the best of luck to her and the rest of the boxing team. For everyone in McHenry family.
Up the boxers! Now, I reckon this might be the furthest we've ever gone for a match of the day. John Conroy, who was my show announcer earlier on, is in Uganda. John, tell us about the Nile Og Cusacks.
Yeah, the Nile Og Cusacks Day was founded on the 1st of July. So I'm over in Jinja, Uganda at the moment, and I'm joined with eight more volunteers from Clare. So I've been coming here for the last 15 years, and I've been linked in with a school called Walukuba West Primary School. Over 1,000 children in the school, primary school, and within that school there is a classroom of 30 special needs kids, 28 of whom are deaf. So I decided where would we begin our new GA club, and I decided this is the best place we can go in with the special needs kids. So we've been working with those for every afternoon and a Saturday morning for the past 3 weeks, and it's going phenomenally well. Now, if I'm a special needs child in a country like Uganda, it's really, really difficult because there's no real role in society for the kids. There's no facilities for them, really. It's a shame on a family. Oftentimes, the family may be cursed as a result. And families see it as being having bad spirits within that child.
Mm.
So to give those children their very special time, it's quite unique what we're doing, Dave, really. And they have grabbed this with such enthusiasm.
How are the kids getting on at the GAA? Do they love it?
They absolutely love it. Now, the thing I've learned here, Dave, is that each country's got a different sign language, and Uganda is also the same, it's got that different sign language. So I'm learning the sign language each day, and it's a fascinating language, and I have a very, very good interpreter, one of the teachers, she really makes things a lot easier. So the whole thing I'm trying to do is, even though I'm here for 6 weeks, is once I'm gone, I'm coaching the coach at the moment and coaching the teacher. So that's going to lead to continuity. So this is going to be continued every month and we come back around next year again. And then every 2 weeks, then I'm going to do, they got a telly in the school, smart TV, I'm going to link in with them to keep their skills upgraded.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, we look forward to the Niall O'Cusas getting better and better at the GAA. John, you're doing amazing work out there. Fair play to you. And thanks a million for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave. Thank you very much.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.